They're the smartest guys around, and they're finally winding down like they've recapped Seinfeld a million times.
Hello, my name is Alexander Chester, and welcome to Renap the Musical, a story not yet told. Many stories are about great beginnings. Think the 1972 Dolphins. But some stories are about epic endings, like the Pirates 1960 World Series. But some stories, like this story, is not about the beginning, and it's not about the end, which means this must be the story of the in-between, the story of the end of a podcast and the journey to another.
One less podcast to do. I get to take a breather now that Seinfeld is through. I got one less podcast to do. No more talking with or about a New York Jew today.
That was one of our heroes, Rob Cesternino, former reality TV show contestant turned podcast network tycoon. He just finished a 180-episode rewatch of Seinfeld with his co-host, Akiva Wieneker. Here's Akiva now.
I've got one less podcast to do. It's just me and Chester and the 32. I've got one less podcast to record.
A break from Seinfeld podcasting, that is our reward today.
Now, any sane person at this point must be wondering why two grown men in their 30s have time to watch all 180 episodes of a decade-plus-year-old sitcom and subsequently podcast about each and every one of them? Do these men have jobs, children, wives? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's hear from their wives now. Here's Rob's wife, Nicole, and Keith's wife, Mara.
He's got one less podcast to do. I don't know how it ended up he ever had to.
I have one less podcast to hear about.
If I hear another Larry impression, I will shout, okay.
And now that Seinfeld reached its end, will Rob still want to be my friend?
Without the podcast every week, will Kate still want to talk to me?
I got one less podcast to do, but will I get to podcast soon with you?
Yes, that's right. We've got one last podcast to do for 2020, even though it's 2021, on the Rob and Akiva Best of a 2020 special. Now, here's a man who had a better 2020 than this guy. He started the year with zero jobs, two podcasts, ended up the years with multiple jobs, almost doubled his podcasts. Here he is, Akiva Wieneker.
Yeah, if you remember, we should have played this, but I think it was in 2019. I had a whole rant the last week of 2019 on this podcast about how it was the worst year of my life, and we were just guaranteeing each other like 2020 had to be better.
Yeah. People called that, and it was, not so great. 2021, off to a better start so
well,
far.
Speak for yourself. It was good for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a good 2020.
No, good for
it wasn't. Kiva. It was bad.
There were highs and lows.
Yeah. I'd say being trapped in a house with my four kids the whole year.
You moved.
Like that.
You said it was the worst day of your life also in 2020.
Yeah, the worst. I forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had several podcasts go off the rails, so... that being said, here we are. Best of 2020. Top 10 moments of 2020. Akiva, I'm very excited about what we're about to do here today as we listen back to some of the hits from 2020.
Yeah, there were a lot of hits. We really relied on the listeners, though. It was really like almost by what was most requested.
It's like TRL.
Yeah.
Total Request Live of your top 10 favorite moments of 2020.
Yeah, and like, is Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time the best video? Well, probably is, but is Korn's Freak Unleashed the best video? Maybe not, but it, you know, got number one enough times, it's in the TRL countdown. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how many times a video could be played on TRL before they retired it?
100.
You remember the number?
100.
I believe it was 65.
65. Something. Why? Like, it that was seems very arbitrary.
I think it was like 4 months, like 65
days. Not 64?
I believe it was 65 days and Carson Daly would retire the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just didn't want to, you know, because like some of the height of the TRL, and Google it if you're under like 29 or something, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, like if they dropped a video, it was going to be number one or number two.
It's going to be me.
That's right. That was probably closer to the end of TRL, no?
I don't know. No, no.
Did you ever go to TRL and yell outside?
I never went to TRL other than I think that there was a day when we did a bunch of like press stuff for Survivor, the Amazon, like after it was over. And they took us to a bunch of places, and I'm not sure if there was like if we were just where they were filming TRL or if like they were gonna like have us like wave on it.
Yeah, I did a little research just now as we're talking, and it was right. I don't remember a lot of my like nieces and nephews' names, mm-hmm. but I was right. It was exactly 65 days, and then eventually later in the run they cut it to 50.
Yeah,
first video ever retired, Got the Life by Korn. Second was Limp Bizkit's Nookie. So it was a different time.
Would you say that they put the hits in quicksand where if it's still on there in 65 days, then it's gone?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. the hits were in quicksand. And then yeah. after that, it's more Backstreet Boys.
How did they brand it? Because our quicksand branding is not popular.
They had a big retirement party.
Mm-hmm. Retire an idea off the wheel. What about
that's
that?
That's not bad. Buy it a watch. We'll buy it a gold watch.
Gold watch. Get ready, Rob. I'm gonna keep invent a game show. You're about to retire.
Yeah. I have a question about this podcast.
Yeah.
Though. This is officially a 2021 podcast.
Yes.
Is there anything we could do in this episode that could maybe make the best of for 2021?
Is it eligible?
Yeah. Is it eligible? It's a good question. Like January 7th, or maybe we'll go later next year, like January 23rd, mm-hmm. 2022. That seems like the future.
Yeah.
Can, like, when we drop top 10 or maybe top 100, because there's too many to make 10, Robin Akiva, Clips of the Year, can this make it? I wonder, like, what would have to happen for this to make it?
Something good. I mean, I think that, look, we're giving you some good, like, supplemental content. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we didn't do wraparounds like this on the new Best of News AF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this should cost extra.
Yeah, you're getting a bonus podcast because we're not doing a show this week, right?
No, I think we are doing a show this week.
Wait, two people are getting a free bonus podcast this week?
Free, yeah, and the $75 patrons, I mean, they're getting their money's worth. Yeah. We did also, we had like a discussion before and how this should work. We should have just put that in, honestly. That was a mistake.
A little bit of a mistake.
People like the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Akiva, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to count down from 10 to 1 of mm-hmm. our best clips of the year. And then at the end, we're going to give you a bonus best wheel spin of the year.
Oh, perfect. I like that. 10, okay. Bonus 10 clips of the year, maybe a couple other extras thrown in. Mm-hmm. And these aren't necessarily the best 10 episodes. It's really
Best moments.
Best moments as voted by you, the listeners.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get into clip number 10. Do you want to set this up?
Yeah, so this is from Robin Akiva Tell the Truth, which is episode 105 from November 1st of this year, or last year at this point. And people really like this one because while we had some fascinating guests, we were trying to figure out which of our guests actually lived the swinging lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And while I was trying to figure out who was the swinger, you were trying to figure out the coffee situation in the swinging household.
Because I felt like the situation with the coffee was like only the person who really was serving coffee for four other swingers was going to be able to tell us what's going on there. That there was going to be a lot of practicalities of how everybody was going to take it. I thought it really informed the situation.
Do you remember, were you right? Was the person with the most coffee intel the actual swinger?
I think I was right on this.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you ended up being right on almost all of them, but,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. People really like that you were sort of focused on the coffee situation. I keep yelling about how expensive the whole thing sounds.
All right, here we go. Let's go back to great Robin Akiva Needed Podcast, episode 105. Robin Akiva, Tell the Truth, back on November 1st, 2020. Here we go.
Seeds, baby!
Could you just repeat that story one more time, Corey? Because I want to make sure I'm following all that.
Absolutely. So I'm once currently getting into
my partner's partner. I think that
I'll skip
this
to that part.
Yes.
My ideal Sunday morning is chatting to my spouse's partner over the kitchen table while one of my partners makes coffee and my spouse makes breakfast for all of us. Is that the part you were?
Yeah. Can I hear that one more time? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My ideal Sunday morning is chatting to my spouse's partner over the kitchen table while one of my partners makes coffee and my spouse makes breakfast for all of us.
Boy, I'm going to need to hear. Okay. Person number one, could you tell me the difference between, what is the difference between a partner and a spouse?
Well, all of my partners are partners, but I am married to just one of my partners, aka my spouse.
Got it.
Everyone knows about each other, person one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like they're all in the same room.
Mm-hmm. On this Sunday morning, they would be, but not always.
Okay. Person number two, does the coffee maker make a pot of coffee for everybody, or is it like individual? Like,
so you're just wondering about logistics for this, basically.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
How would this work for me?
A ton of logistics questions. Yeah.
Generally, yes. Although we do also have a mocha pot, so sometimes they'll do espresso, and then I also have a regular espresso machine, so sometimes if we're feeling fancy, we'll have cappuccinos.
Yeah, it sounds expensive.
I mean, some people do half and half, and other people are like a non-dairy creamer.
Oh, is that a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I personally go with oat milk. My spouse is more of an almond milk person.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of room in the refrigerator for all those creamers.
I'm just thinking about how expensive this is also.
We actually do have a second mini fridge that's just for beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Seeds, baby.
Okay. Big shout out to Madge in Australia for being a great sport, great listener of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Happy New Year to Madge and the whole crew.
Yeah, that was a good, I think at the time, like, we're like, okay, that was fun. But like, that was an undertaking. Corey B and KFC, they did a really good job with that episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe if Corey B's up for it, maybe it should be a sequel in 2021.
We have a couple ideas we're batting around. We're working on something.
All right, Akiva. Mm-hmm. Number 9 in the countdown. This is a good one. This might be too low.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is from my birthday show, November 26th. For my birthday, I had on my birthday buddy, Jenny Autumn.
Yeah. Isn't your birthday September 26th?
What did I say?
November.
Oh, I'm stupid. Yeah, my birthday is September 26th.
Libra season.
Libra season. So this is from Renap 101, an episode called I'm a Renap Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I think, you know, sometimes like the booking on the show, it's usually pretty good. In this episode, while it was good, it was very haphazard. Right? Yeah. I think the idea was called I'm a Renap Celebrity, but I already had like in mind specific people for the episode.
Yeah. We had like a little bit of a disagreement of like, well, how it's supposed to be people that are Renap celebrities, like, and they don't want to be here anymore. Why are we bringing in people that it is like their first time on the show? But in hindsight, it all worked. This was a great episode.
Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, it was the only episode we've ever had where we had to cut a whole segment because it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did a whole like 15. One of the games was everyone had to do a imitation of someone, and they were all like, again, we didn't tell them beforehand. It worked so poorly, we literally cut the whole segment. I don't think we've ever done that before in Renap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, people were trying to do impressions on the spot. It's like, as somebody who does impressions, you know, it's very hard to like, you know, just like get that thrown at you. Like, hey, do this impression. So
yeah,
that might not have been.
I think Touchdown Tommy Pizzullo went into like a British accent for a couple minutes and we were like, all right, you know, we're going to scrap this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, here we are with our clip number 9. Akiva had an all-time great intro for a man who would be a Renap celebrity. He was all over the place in 2020. Here is Akiva welcoming Chappelle in his Renap debut, episode 101. I'm a Renap celebrity. Get me out of here, from September 26, 2020.
Seeds, baby.
Akiva, who else do you have here with us?
Okay, so I wanted, listen, it's called I'm a Renap celebrity, but it's not just about old celebrities, Rob. It's about minting new celebrities, because it's the new 100 episodes and we're trying to bring in new people to Renap and make them the stars of the next 100
episodes.
You
saw this as also I'm a new potential Renap celebrity.
Potential Renap celebrity. Yes. Yeah, it's in parentheses. I mean, potential Renap celebrity.
Yes. Okay.
I think that makes sense. People are buying that right now.
Okay.
So so I'm so excited to call in one of the kings of Twitter. Great Big Brother podcaster. I'm assuming, I don't listen to Big Brother podcast, but everyone says he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But a Renap listener, I think, and a really funny guy who's gonna kill it and be, you know, people are gonna be begging for him to be on every episode. Please welcome Chappelle to the stage.
Chappelle,
I am going to win this game because I want out right now. What the hell, Akiva? Don't know if I listen to the podcast.
No, you do listen to the podcast.
Actually, do you even follow me on Twitter? What are you talking about?
I said you're the king of Twitter.
I'm the king of Twitter. I might podcast about Big Brother. I'm definitely, if this is like celebrities, I'm like, this is like Big Brother All-Stars. I'm David. Because I never actually was on the show, but you've said my name before. Like, this is not fair. If Jenny is the D-list, I'm the Z-list. I don't know why I'm here, but I want out now. Hello, Robert. It's good to see you again, Jenny.
Good to see you too, Chappelle.
Robbie, nice to meet y'all. Akiva, if you wanted an ops, Akiva, here I am.
No, I invited you on the podcast.
To bash me as someone who has never been here. Me. You don't watch Big Brother. You're Memphis, I'm David, and I don't like it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Don't call him rookie, okay?
All right. Yeah, don't call me rookie. Robert, did you sign off on this?
No. We've been trying to figure out a spot to get Chappelle on the podcast.
Yeah, you were supposed to be on a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
The trash spot is where we landed. Thank you. Thank you. Two man's trash is another time to call Chappelle. Thank you for that. You know what I wanted to be in? The Royal Damn Rumble, but I guess I couldn't because I could never get
this. This is why you're here, because we have to get you in Royal Rumble 3. I'll also say right now, Rob, Jenny, a lot of people complaining on Twitter saying, why isn't Jenny one of our main guests? She has not been in either Royal Rumble. I would like to enter her right now as the first contestant in the 2021 Royal Rumble.
Well,
he ignored my entire rant and decided to skip to Jenny. Like, I didn't just put my name in the hat for the first entry.
No, Chappelle, you're in there. You're number two.
No, I need the last entry. I need like the cut.
Oh, you want to be
Come in. Yeah. Like, Rob, say something.
Think about this podcast today. This is like a Royal Rumble here today. Somebody's going over the top rope in a little bit.
I feel like and a there big will show. Be, people are throwing me out right now.
One person standing left.
I'm down. Yes. To gang up on Keith and throw him out. I can't believe you said that to me. Wow.
Oh,
Ravi,
no.
Please.
I feel bad.
Ravi, talk to the man.
Okay. All right.
Seeds, baby.
What an intro for Chappelle, who would go on to win the I'm a Renap celebrity, get me out of here. And put Jenny and Chappelle into the Royal Rumble for 2021.
They're in the Rumble next year. They're already in. They're in. They're entered.
They're in. Okay. Kiva, let's have a clip number 8.
Yeah, that's an old favorite. Last year, had we done this, then, very possibly it could have been, you know, this person could have been number one or number two. I think anytime Alex Chester comes on this program, which is not that often, the TV theme song episode is maybe our most discussed, like the most, you know, feedback we ever had. Mm-hmm. The masked Renapper, where he really stole the show in that episode. Mm-hmm. That was a popular one.
Mm-hmm.
In the original Royal Rumble, he's the star of the show, technically, right? When you toss him out. And then hitting the Grand Slam. He hosted Family Feud this year. And let's just say he put Steve Harvey to shame.
Yeah, we had a great panel for the Renap Family Feud back on April 26th, 2020. And Chester was getting a lot of flack from the panel. Of there was some questionable survey questions that were on there, and the guests, there were inside jokes that the guests weren't really following. There was back and forth between Chester and the guests, and Chester had it by the end of the feud.
Yeah, he had it. We really put together, you know, this is an all-star panel. You got Stephen Fishback, you got Bryce. You have Ali Lasher, but really the biggest rivalry was between Chester and Josh Wiggler, who had never interacted or met before this episode.
Yeah. So here they are at the end of the Family Feud. Chester is going to now give us the overall rankings for the players, on-the-fly spreadsheet of here were the rankings of the players from the Family Feud back on April 26, 2020, here with Alexander Chester.
Seeds, baby!
All right, I ranked all eight players in their performance today.
Oh, no.
What is this, Rance Steele?
Number one, the MVP was Nicole.
But Nicole's not even, did Nicole leave?
Did she forfeit the MVP?
Dysentarian is real.
Steven was number two MVP.
He's the usual like finish for Steven.
This whole thing is just going to be a shot at you, Josh. I'm just
Of course. No, I'm braced for it.
Did anybody ask Alex to rank us?
We really don't need this.
This is Steve's favorite part of the show when Steve Harvey comes out and ranks all the contestants at the end of the show.
This is something that they actually ask them all.
This is a good, meaningful ranking.
No, I mean, look, I'm trying to make up 3 to 7 in my head very quickly so I can get
right,
to
but keep it cute where my list is there, Chester.
All right, I'm going to put Allie at number 3. Chester. Okay. Missy at 4.
It's me at 8. Just stop it.
Yeah, that's where we're going. All right, Bryce Akiva, Rob Tidall at 5th, and Josh, you're dead last.
Based on science?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right, so great job by everyone. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to
most of us.
Klein. I was going to credit my consultant, but you guys did not like the Renap play.
No, don't tell.
Yeah, the consultant is like, don't mention me. Yeah,
I have a question.
Yes, Allie.
Rob, do you feel bad about wasting great guests like Steven, Bryce, and Josh on this?
This was so fun. No, it was a great time, Allie.
It was a good concept.
I'm not saying they didn't
we can only improve on the execution for next time. Great panel, though. It was a great panel.
I think leadership, and we'd be in a good spot.
How many places on a Sunday can you learn about dysentarian? I'm here for it.
Should we rank the host?
Okay, yes. Let's do that.
Great job. You did a great job. It's hard to be the host. You put a lot of effort and care into this. I think you did an amazing job.
I had a naysayer the whole time, whining from the back row.
Very underrated here.
Seeds, baby.
Yes. Okay. Akiva, the feud was a big hit.
That was a big hit. Should we do that again? Bring back the same crew, 8 people with Chester hosting this year?
Yeah, I think we just have this backlog of game shows right now. Like, it was like, that was a big hit, and we were like, oh, let's do more game shows. And now we have so many game shows, and now we haven't gotten back to the feud.
Yeah, although none of them have come up. We had like a whole summer of game shows, but nothing's come up for a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about clip number 7. It's not lucky number 7. The number that the great baseball player Ed was given.
Yes. And the Mick.
And the Mick. Yeah.
Can I tell you, by the way, my kids, they watched Ed with me, but they missed like the first half hour.
Yeah.
And then we watched Duncan Checks In together.
Mm-hmm.
So like every night, they don't really watch shows during the week, but every night before bed, if they're good, they get to watch 5 minutes of Ed because they really wanted to watch the half hour they didn't see. So like, that's a treat for my kids if they like brush their teeth nicely. They get to watch 5 minutes of Ed before they go to sleep.
Wow.
Should be a punishment.
What a treat.
Mm-hmm.
A new chapter of Ed.
Now, I don't know if they're going to stop when they get back to what they've seen or if they're going through the whole movie at this point.
And they love it?
They love Ed, yes.
Wow. Somebody was bound to love it.
I don't know if they like Ed or Dunson Checks In better. I could get back to you on that. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Keep us posted on the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The horse race between Ed and Dunson Checks In. Okay. Akiva, movies was the subject of something that you and I debated back in Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, episode number 99, The Great Debate, on September 5th, 2020.
Yes. It was me versus you.
And yes. we were debating, what was the debate? Is it better to go to movies in the theater?
No, there was a couple of movie debates. Of course, this was an idea that was brought to us by AJ Norris. And so we ended up going through a bunch of different debate topics on that episode. And we were discussing, the question was that, should any movie be 3 hours long? And you had argued that no movie should ever be 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. And we were each given the arguments, so I don't remember if that's my actual opinion or not.
Yes. So why do you think the movies should be long? You think movies should be short, right?
No, of course not. Of course not. But I would have had to argue the other side, which is what you had to argue.
Yeah. And then I had to argue, which is something I don't believe that. Yeah.
And this was the only one you lost, I think, also, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps that no, movies should be 3 hours. I don't think all movies needed to be 3 hours, but I was arguing that movies should be 3 hours. Mm-hmm. We had very special debate judges. LaTanya Starks and also Melissa Denny were there to help us. But this was my rebuttal to you saying that no movie should ever be 3 hours, back from Robin Akiva Nita podcast number 99.
Hmm. Seeds, baby.
All right. So now is the 90-second yes. to 2-minute banter.
Yes.
/ questions from the judges period.
First off, Akiva, do you realize how many episodes of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast are over 3 hours?
It's. I mean, this podcast is objectively better.
3 hours
than
goes by like
Titanic.
That.
Oh, but you can't watch a movie on 2X the same way. This is really an hour and a half podcast because people listen on 2X.
Yeah.
People tell us they listen on 3X.
Yeah.
It's much different. Nobody's listening on 1X to our sultry voice.
Akiva, are you so busy that you can't spend 3 hours on best picture winning films?
Are you
like
allowed to take personal shots in a debate? Is that part of the debate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they research, like, hey, Akiva, I hear you haven't worked in a while. Like,
Akiva,
you have time.
What are the parts on Schindler's List that Spielberg should have cut out of the movie?
You're not going there. I don't know.
Wow, controversial topic.
Can you cut 45 minutes out there? Now, I'm no Costner fan. Do you think you could cut down Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, which part of Schindler's List is not important to you, Akiva?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody was going to go back and watch all of the Oscar-winning films, they would be able to tell you that there is a reason these movies are 3 hours.
But it's
busy.
The time comes with the prestige. People assume The Irishman was going to be great because of the 3.5-hour runtime. And then now they think it is great because of the runtime. But in reality, it's just another movie. But it was Marty Scorsese. It was 3.5 hours. Oh, boy.
When are you going to get the chance to see De Niro and Pacino on the screen again? Are you so busy?
Then make a sequel, Rob. If it's 3 hours, 45 minutes, make a sequel. Do a 2-hour first one, an hour, 50-minute sequel. And God bless you. You know, let me make it two movies then. I'm not sitting for, like, do what Quentin Tarantino did with Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Two movies, if it's going to be 3 hours.
Seeds, baby!
All right, Akiva. Have you watched any 3-hour movies recently?
I think the last 3-hour movie I saw was The Irishman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we talk about in the clip with just because it's 3 hours. Yeah, doesn't make it good.
Has anybody dropped a 3-hour movie this year? I don't even know any 3-hour movies this year.
You know what? I'd have to be watching movies to know anything about.
You're not a big movie guy. I tried watching a 4-hour movie about the documentary about the New York Public Library, but I got bored after the half hour.
Yeah. Other than movies I watch for this podcast, I could not even tell you the last movie that I've seen.
So the only movies you watch are like Ed and Dunstan Checks In and Eddie.
Yeah. And then like Star Wars movies with my kids. That's it.
Okay, fine.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. I'm a TV guy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. I think that's you're more crappy movie. You're more fishbowl than crappy movie diaper.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather stream like 22 minutes of a TV show every night than somehow get through a movie in one sitting.
It's more efficient, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva. Let's talk about clip number 6.
Okay. Yeah. This is from one of, I think, our most recent clip, right? It's from episode 110, called Robin Akiva Need a PR Firm, with our great buddy, Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz.
Yeah. and we were debating a bunch of different things, or trying to improve a bunch of different things. And I'm not sure if this actually came up in the mailbag or if we were trying to improve some facet of our lives, but we got to talking about clutter and how we don't like it.
Yeah, I think this is from the mailbag because I know it was pretty deep in the episode. And this is, yeah, this is sort of, ever since we started podcasting, I've been preaching throughout all my stuff and, you know, that I'm an anti-hoarder. And I thought you were on my side, but now I'm not so sure after this clip.
No, I'm anti-hoarding. I don't want the stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're willing to make the sacrifices necessary.
I'm not. I have a hard time parting with it. Okay, yeah. As you'll hear as we go back and listen to Robin Kivinita podcast episode number 110, Robin Kivinita PR firm with the great Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz.
Seeds, baby!
Amanda, do you collect anything?
I do not collect anything. I'm sort of a minimalist when it comes to the amount of stuff
so
in
jealous.
Our house.
Love
it.
So jealous.
Love it. Me too. I'm a minimalist too.
Yeah.
I live with a lot of maximalists though.
I hate all the stuff.
I hate the stuff
too. I wish
too.
We had no stuff.
Anti-stuff podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Since day one on Seinfeld, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be like a dream if I woke up one day and somebody just robbed us and took all the stuff. Like, oh my God.
I agree. Rob, yeah. If we were married, there would be no stuff. We'd have a laptop and some tech equipment. That would
I want no stuff, but I also hate to waste or throw things out. So I'm sort of like,
so it
I wish I
like
had
you
nothing.
Complain about the stuff, but you're part of the problem in your house.
I'm probably yeah, I can admit that. I'm not
a psychologist like the other person on this call. But that's what I'm here.
Yes.
You got it right, Akiva. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'll throw out anything. You want to go tip top toes with me throwing out stuff? I'll throw out everything.
No, because it drives like if there was like some like wire or dongle that I had at one point and then I threw it out. It would kill me.
I also don't want to throw out wires, but I also don't think wires take up a lot of room. I think that's like everyone keeps their wires. I don't think that's so bad. I agree with you. Sometimes I like when we moved, I almost threw stuff at my wife's like, no, we actually needed it. And we did need it.
It would destroy me if I threw something out and then I realized I needed it after.
I'm with you. But you will. But here's what I say to my wife and my mother-in-law and all these hoarders or hoarder wannabes out there. You will never in your life say, man, I wish I had that pair of pants. Or I wish I had that skirt, right? The same way you say it with the dongle, you know?
Yes.
So just throw it out. Like there's never, and like not to be crass, but it's wonderful to give things away to charity. A lot of times you call up charities and say, hey, I have all this clothing. They don't want it. And this isn't true everywhere. But a lot of times, like people, they have more clothing than they could possibly handle. And nobody wants your junk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you're giving away good stuff, I'm sure they'll take it.
I try to give things away. I feel bad about just throwing out perfectly good things, but
I try to give things away too. And this is even like pre-pandemic that I had I called like the rescue mission, which is locally here, and they come to your house and pick stuff up. And I had all this stuff for them. And they said, no, we're only taking this much of the stuff. Like, but I have all this stuff. They say, we have to call us to come back another day. They would only take 10 things.
Yeah. They don't make it easy.
Yeah.
With the stuff also, we were very big. Well, like the second or third episode of the Seinfeld podcast, I endorse throwing out your books. Like if you're not going to resell them, you could give them away. Put them on the street somewhere. Put them by a bus
stop. Can you at least recycle the books?
Of course. You could do whatever you want, but do not keep them in your house. Like take your 10 favorite books that you're going to reread. God bless you. Keep them. If you look at a book and you say, I'm never going to read that book, either ask a friend if they want it or donate it somewhere or throw it in the garbage if it's old. Like,
yeah,
it's all about you, the books. Looking smart. Someone comes over. Ooh, look at this guy. He knows how to read.
Well, like, I mean, if you have a bookshelf, you know, you think you do need books.
Get rid of your bookshelf then. Again, we're minimalists here. We're getting rid of everything today.
Yeah. You're getting rid of too much stuff. I feel like this is how you end up podcasting.
See,
laying
is,
down. Yeah.
You well, that was because I moved. You just claimed, Amanda, 10 minutes ago, Rob claimed to be a minimalist and to want to get rid of stuff. But anytime I suggest throwing something out,
first off,
physically pains it.
I did not claim to be a minimalist. I claimed that if I woke up one day and someone stole all my stuff, I would be so happy because it would not be me who got rid of all the stuff. Yeah. Okay. I would be able to say, oh, man, I wish I had that dongle. If somebody didn't steal it from me, it wouldn't be me admitting my own mistake of, I can't believe I threw that out. I needed it. Somebody stole it.
No, I like it.
That's what I want.
I hear what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You can't do it, but if someone did it, you'd be fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Leave my wife's wedding ring and the computer that I podcast, and everything else is yours.
I agree. You get to protect. It's like an expansion draft. You'll protect 10 things.
We'll start over.
We'll start over. We'll bring a new team.
Please. I hope you like Legos.
It's true. It is true.
Okay. Should we do lightning round?
My rule with my family is, if you lost it, would you need to replace it? If the answer is no, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning like, yes, if you lost your laptop, you need to replace it. If you lost that t-shirt, you wouldn't need a new t-shirt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or a game.
Yeah.
And then just get rid of it.
Oh, I mean, my wife is making 4 new t-shirts a day. She's making new t-shirts faster than we can wear them.
Well, then you should be, I say this rule, and again, I have no authority or power in my house. So they look at me, I'm like, I'm like an ombuds person, not like I usually does have power for what was the public liaison or whatever it was like, I think de Blasio used to be it, where like they just say things and no one actually listens to them. Mm-hmm. Like they have no formal power in New York City. I'll pass decrees and everyone laughs at me, including the 3-year-old in this house. But I will say things like, here, new rule, one in, one out. You buy a shirt, you throw out a shirt. You buy a book or a game, you give away a game to your friend or you throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, okay. And the little kids probably start crying. Like, why is daddy so mean? And then my wife whispers like, don't worry, he has no authority. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. I get that. You don't have to listen
this
to
guy's
what he
not
says.
In charge. Well, I'll get rid of him in 2 seconds.
He's going upstairs in a minute. He's don't listen to him. Like in the Wizard of Oz, when oh, she has no power here in Munchkin Land.
Yeah. Yeah. That's us. We're in Munchkin Land, baby.
Seeds, baby.
All right. We're back, baby. Akiva.
Rob.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what? I just said that you're the anti-hoarder, or I'm the anti-hoarder, and you wish you could be, but you're not.
Yeah.
But we also were hoarding clips.
Yeah, we tried to throw out some clips. We said, let's get it down to 10, and we couldn't. And so we have a supplemental clip. Akiva didn't want to have any numbers be a tie. So here's a free clip for you in the top 10.
The other ones cost money. This one's free, baby.
Yeah. So we wanted to throw out the clips. We couldn't. I wish somebody came in and stole all the clips. Oh, hard drive crashed. Sorry. We have no clips for you, but we have a bonus clip for you. So this is not number 5. This is 5.5 for you from episode number 109. Choose your own Renap venture. Keith, you want to set this up?
Yeah, we're doing we are literally choosing our own adventure, me and you.
Yeah.
From a choose your own adventure game proposed by Mike Bloom and Liana Barris.
Right. Right. And we were talking about that. We were reading the book about something about aliens was the one that we were going to be reading. Like, we were going to have an encounter with aliens, and the book starts, we're on a plane on the Concorde. That's how it started. And we got into a discussion of Akiva on the plane.
Yes.
Okay. That is where we are going to take this clip, going back from November 28th, 2020, episode number 109 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Seeds, baby!
But Akiva brings up a good point, like, going back to birds, somebody's talking about bird bones.
I mean, bird bones are probably very small.
I mean,
you're really dealing with
bird bones, often like a wishbone.
Or like a chicken
bird bone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bird bone. But bird brains, much more popular brain than almost any other animal.
Why? Right? Does people say you have a bird brain?
It's an insult.
Bird brain. Yeah, it's an insult. I guess that is. Yeah. That's why we shouldn't have been a bird. Bird brain is
a what are you, one of the Three Stooges? How often are you saying bird brain?
I don't think anybody says it anymore, but I don't think birds have gotten progressively smarter.
Yeah, and actually, skull is probably the numbest body part, considering that's also used as an insult, right?
I didn't know Akiva was so anti-bird.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-bird. I just, I don't like
Are you against anything that flies, UFOs, birds?
I mean, I'll get on an airplane. I'm not afraid of I am against the Concorde. I'm not afraid of airplanes. Like, I'll get on I'm a very good flyer.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you ever talk about your kid? Well, because I have kids, Leanna, and it's like, you'll say to your wife, like, all right, you don't have to worry about Noam. He's a good flyer. But, you know, the other one, you know, so I'm a good flyer.
You're an adult.
I am an adult. I get someone yells that at me twice a day. You're an adult.
Stop making
hey, numbskull,
friends.
You're an adult.
Right, I'll tell you why. Because I could be on the window for an 11-hour flight and never have to pee once. That's what a good flyer is. I'm so low maintenance. You'll never have to get, you'll never have to worry about me.
Yeah, DDT, forget it. But you're Akiva. Yeah. That doesn't matter.
I will sleep the whole flight. I'll do work. You'll never have to worry about me. I'm the best. I guess you get a thinner person to sit next to, but I'm very low maintenance to sit next to on a plane.
So how do you feel about T-Bird?
What about T-Bird? She flies every day. She's probably the best flyer.
Right.
But she has a bird name.
Does the fact that bird's in her name, do you have just a hate for her because of that?
No, I like T-Bird, but also she's been, think about how many planes she's been on. Probably
I'm
going to
ask her, what's the criteria for a good flyer?
Yes. Ask her if it's weird. Yeah. Ask her that. And ask her if it's weird for a grown man to say, I'm a good flyer.
Like weird flex, but okay.
Specifically as he's talking to the captain, waiting for his pilot wings.
Seeds, baby.
Okay. Great flyer is here. And we're flying through this top 10.
Yeah. A lot of people made fun of me on Twitter for saying I'm a great flyer, but they're just jealous because they're not as good a flyer as I am.
I wish I could be a better flyer.
Yeah, someone was like, oh, I'm not surprised that the great flyer is the guy who doesn't even know how the size of his bed in his bedroom, which was like a reference to the previous episode before that or something.
Yeah, what does that have to do? You don't know how big your bed is, so you're a good flyer?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the idea is like I'm just a grown baby. Mm-hmm. I think that's the impression some people have. I don't know where they got it from, but it's not totally correct.
Yeah. Well, Mike Bloom is very fearful of grown babies.
That's true. That's true. And the King Cake baby is technically a grown baby.
Yeah, adult babies. He doesn't like that. Okay. All right. Akiva, mm-hmm. We are in our top five, baby.
Yeah, that's exciting. Top five. There was some hard cuts to make. Some episodes that there was a really funny thing, but maybe there was too much nuance for, just a minute or two clip that you really needed to listen to the whole thing. And you should do that. You should go back and listen to every episode, Akiva, and then rank them.
Let's go back to March, and let's go back to bracket season that we do every March. We have March Madness. This was the only March Madness in town in 2020, and we had a one-hit wonder bracket back in episode 76.
Yeah, we pulled a great guest, Jessica McKenna, from the...
I thought you were going to say Michael J. Clark.
Well, from the Off-Book podcast, and an even greater guest, Michael J. Clark from the Pilot Season podcast.
Yeah. And there was a little bit of a mix-up where that I was probably, and in hindsight, probably too hard on you, calling you out about something. But there was a misunderstanding that you thought I was talking to our guest, Jess.
Yeah, this is the worst 3 minutes of my life at the time. But it was fine afterwards. But in hindsight, I was like, I guess this is the end of the podcast. And we had a nice run. That was fine. But this is it. Yeah, well, this is obviously never going to hear the light of day. I can't believe she hasn't left yet. Mm-hmm. Listen for yourself and figure out what. Try and put yourself in my shoes when you're listening to what Rob is saying.
in Akiva's Velcro shoes, see if you can place yourself back on March 29th, 2020, in the one-hit wonder bracket.
Seeds, baby.
I can't name another Semisonic song, and I also can't take away the many memories of it being the last song played at a school dance. So I think it is a little more indelible to the culture. So I'm going to say Closing Time.
Yeah, I've already voted for Closing Time. Is that song the hardest?
Earlier in this in this regional that Jess said she could not vote for this artist because she loved it. So she loved it so much, Fountains of Wayne. You're saying, hey, I love Semisonic so much. They have so many hits. I'm definitely voting for them for the one hit wonder. Aren't you minimizing your Semisonic? Shouldn't you abstain and vote against them? Did I fry your brain? Or did we lose you? Are you still there?
Are you gone? He might have pulled his the wire out of the microphone.
He was so agitated about Semisonic.
Hold on, let's see. If it comes back. He has.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Oh, we just. What happened?
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, please. Yes.
You were just like, you were like ragging on me, but I thought you were talking to Jess. I was like, I've been podcasting with Rob for 5 years. I cannot believe he's being so mean to the guests. And there was, oh, he's talking to me. I was so stunned. I was like, Jess is probably going to leave. Like, that's how we talk to each other, but we're friends. Like, oh my God. And then I just realized you're talking to me. And I was like sweating. I was like, oh my God, why are you being like, she did us a favor? And this is how, and like, and she didn't even say that. What are you talking about? I said that. But I thought you were talking to Jess.
We're leaving all this in.
I was like, that's fine. I was so nervous. I was like, Rob has never had a moment like this in 6 years of podcasting. He must be, did he just ask Jess if her brain was fried? What the hell's wrong with him? I was so, I was like, all right, like maybe Corona has taken over his brain. I was so scared. And now it's like, oh yeah, that. But now I realize the way you talk to me would be patently terrible to speak to any other human being.
Seeds, baby.
Okay, there you have it. One hit wonder bracket. Only a couple months away from our next bracket.
Brackets. I think we got it. We got a couple brackets. Schedules.
Oh my God.
We have the three name, the best three name person of all time. Mm-hmm. And we said on last week's episode, we want another crack at the TV theme song bracket.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, space them out. That's fine.
Okay. Well, listen, the wheel decides. I don't decide we get spaced out.
Yeah.
Talk to the wheel.
All right. Well, we don't even have the three-person bracket on the wheel right now.
No, why don't? It's not bracket season yet. Well, we got to wait for March 1st.
The problem with the bracket season is we do all the brackets in March, and then we're sick. And it's like, well, I don't want to do another bracket, but if we did one in January and one in March, it would be better.
I think you don't even get the idea of bracket season. It's like at the NCAA tournament would be great if they did the round of 64 in March and then they saved like the Sweet 16 for the summer because there's no basketball going on, which is not possible because it's not bracket season in July.
Mm-hmm. It's not continuing bracket. It's not like we're going to put a pin in like, okay, we did some of this one and we'll pick it up in a couple of months.
We could put them on now, but I think March is for brackets. Mm-hmm. That's what I've always thought.
It's like you eat a turkey on Thanksgiving, but you could also eat a turkey, you know, a month earlier.
Yeah, except people don't like turkey a month earlier. It's not the same. Like,
it's fine.
Turkey is at best meh. If you told me you were carving a giant turkey tonight for dinner in early January, I think you were crazy.
Yeah. But it would be better to have a turkey in January than to have a turkey a week before Thanksgiving and another turkey the week after Thanksgiving.
I sort of disagree. I think I'd rather have two turkeys
it's turkey
that week.
Season.
It's turkey season. And then it's not. We do that with jelly donuts for Hanukkah. Like there are, do you have
it? It's not pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah. Well, that's, you're winning me the argument. Pumpkin spice lattes for October. Like, would you have eggnog, like one cup of eggnog, December 24th?
I wouldn't have any cups of eggnog.
Okay, but hypothetically, if you were an eggnog guy, mm-hmm. you're not an eggnog guy. Mm-hmm. Would you have one in December and then another one like April 12th?
I guess I'm coming down on if it's worth having, you'd have it all year round.
I would do a bracket every week, but you know, I think people would get bracketed
out. But you're saying that you won't.
I think it's best to leave like the primary brackets. I don't think two brackets.
How about this?
Is too many for Mark.
Why don't we come up with some different format for three name? So it's not a bracket.
You know, we did that with King of the Mats, and I think it just doesn't work as well as a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I think brackets are better than that King of the Hill format. If we could think of another format, I'm all ears.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can get any of our, you know, idea workshoppers out there thinking about this on the Reddit.
Can't do two brackets in March?
But it's very hard to time it with the wheel.
Okay, but listen, if it falls into April, I'm fine. But I think it's too early to. Mm-hmm. It's like Christmas creep. Like you're going to put up your Christmas tree on
the
12th.
Creep. Yeah,
it's bracket creep. Like I don't even think we could talk about brackets till February.
I don't think you know when people put up Christmas trees.
I have no idea.
And I would sign up for putting my tree up on the 12th right now.
August 12th?
Oh, you said August 12th. I think it's on the 12th.
That's Christmas creep. That's Christmas.
Yeah, that would be very, very creepy.
I would be very bad. I mean, obviously, my wife would put up the tree with no help from me, but mm-hmm. I would be very bad at that aspect of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. No, it's terrible. Okay. All right. Akiva, clip number four. Now, talk about a stacked lineup. Dr. Mike joined us back on episode number 69, famously asked Akiva about, do you know why Dr. Pepper comes in a bottle?
Yeah. And if you want to find out why Dr. Pepper comes in a can or a bottle, whatever, you have to listen to the episode, because we're not playing that clip. We played that on the 100th episode.
We played it on the 100th episode. Of course, that everybody knows it's because his wife died was the answer to that. And then Akiva had this response. But we have a different clip from Dr. Mike.
Yeah, I forgot this happened. I honestly, like, I forgot that this second clip existed. This episode feels like it was several years ago, even though it was from February 1st of last year. Episode 69. We will, at some point, I think this year, have Dr. Mike on again, because we said every 69 episodes. And episode 138 is probably coming late summer or something, so it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have Dr. Mike on again soon.
Parental discretion is advised for this idea that Dr. Mike proposes. This was well before we got into the TikTok challenge, coming up with the viral challenge with TikTok Nicole. Dr. Mike had an idea for his own viral challenge to take the TikTok. Here is Dr. Mike from episode number 69 back on February 1st, 2020.
Seeds, baby.
You know, I'm only saying that I'm taking all these horrible things off of penises. And so I think that they should have I would like to make the dick and donut challenge.
Okay.
Where instead of sticking things on your scrotum, you see how many donuts you can stick on your penis.
Okay.
Well, Rob, we never put a disclaimer before this episode. You need to go back in and put a disclaimer. We can't have like...
Oh, it's there. It's there in post. Okay. It's there
be,
in post.
It better be there in post.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we put this on the wheel?
Yes.
How many donuts do you think you are?
How many donuts? Are we talking munchkins or...
One of these urologists tweeted to me. He's like, oh, I'm 7 donuts.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's no way you're 7 donuts. You're like... 7 mini tasty cake donuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very narrow, I would feel like.
Mm. Yeah, well, right. And that's the thing. It's like, we're not talking Boston creams. You can't just shove them on your penis, right? Like, you have to find the appropriate donut. I think it's, I don't know what it is. Like, maybe some Dunkin' Donuts, some Entenmann Donuts.
Yeah.
But I think definitely I'm like, I mean, more Entenmanns than Dunkin', right? But then, I started thinking about donuts. And you're always thinking about what Rob and Akiva need. And I think that you guys need a donut shop.
Donut shop.
I think there needs to be a donut shop competition. Because how do you decide what the best donut is?
Yeah. I figure we could probably just split a dozen donuts between us.
The three of us.
Yeah. Why not?
Seeds, baby!
Surprisingly, Akiva, the D&D challenge never took off.
No, I believe it died right there on the vine. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. That's alt TikTok. My gosh.
Yeah. Not kosher, I would imagine.
No, those donuts are not kosher.
All right. Maybe Kalish could take the reins and make it into some sort of a bagel challenge.
Jeez, baby.
All right. So, Akiva, clip number 3. Speaking of freaky freaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Dr. Mike we did win Freakiest Freak of the Year. But we tried to figure out who the freakiest freak of all time was on October 11th with.
Wait, wasn't that Bryce a bracket?
Yeah, that was a bracket. We're allowed to do bracket outside bracket season.
Then why can't we do one for the three names?
We can, but I feel like that's like a special. Can't wait like a month, you know, and it, like that's a special March is for the like that was a bracket, but it didn't have to be a bracket. Like some of these have to be a bracket. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me hear what other people have to say.
Yeah. You're getting, tied up in your own rules here.
It is true. Well, this show is about two people who get tied up in their own rules sometimes.
Yeah, but you're one person tied up in your own rules.
It's true. It's true. All right. We'll put the three names. I mean, yeah, we could do the three names next week. I don't care. It's fun.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the number three clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number three is number 103. We're in app 103, the freakiest freak bracket. We brought in Bryce, not his first appearance, not even his first appearance on this countdown, right? He's on the Family Feud. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's in that clip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, Bryce basically, at this point, we're trying to decide who's a freaker freak between whom. Do you remember?
So I don't remember who we were debating about, but we're on the subject of Lil' Kim, and we get into trying to prove her worthiness of the freaky freak by taking a look at some of her song lyrics, Akiva.
Yeah, I think we found that the freakiest freak was in the mirror the whole time.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to episode 103, Robin and Community Podcast, with the host of the Purple Pants Podcast, Bryce Isaiah, back on October 11th, 2020.
Seeds, baby.
But listen, no, this is the twist, though, Akiva. Okay, you just can't make it easy.
Actually,
for
I don't think Rob could sing most of the song, to be fair.
Yeah. So, you can sing it or give you the words?
I don't think you can read the words even.
I don't even think you can try to, but I need for you to do it in your Blanche Devereaux.
Oh no.
I might be able to do Miss Piggy. She's a very freaky girl. Don't bring her to mama.
Well, this yeah. is this about who is the freaky girl? Who's the titular freaky girl in the song?
Because
this is Gucci Mane's lyric.
This is Gucci Mane's song, Lil' Kim did a thing. But I think what would be more appropriate for the podcast, and which is my all-time go-to karaoke song, that mm-hmm. at every live Kia, I have always performed it, is Lil' Kim the Jump Off. I think that would be more podcast appropriate for Rob to recite a verse. And it's still, you know, she's still, you can, you know, the second verse more.
Okay. Whoa, yeah. Ayo, Tim Man. This the jump off right here, man.
Yeah, right. Oh, boom.
Whoa. It's Queen Bee.
Hey, where is Blanche Devereaux?
Akiva, it's the jump off. Come on. I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back at the jump off.
Oh.
Goons in the club in case
what?
Something jumps off. Okay. And back up before the hive.
Take
let
what
the
off?
Pump off.
Oh.
In the graveyard. Watch out, Mary Shelley. Is where you get dumped off.
Oh.
All we do is party.
Yeah.
And buy everybody at the bar Bacardi.
Oh.
Black Barbie dressed in Bulgari.
Oh.
I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari.
Eh. Mm.
Spread love. That's what a real mob do.
Keep it
gangsta.
Look out for who?
Look out for her, people.
Okay.
I'm the wicked bitch of the East. You better
someone
keep
clip
the
that.
Peace.
Bryce, clip that, please. We gotta get that.
Or out come the beast. Oh. We the best still. There's room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a Black Panther movement.
Come on, Kim. Mm-hmm.
Seeds, baby.
That's right. Come on, Kim. All right. Akiva.
That was great. That was so good.
Great episode. Only two clips left from our best of 2020 special. We're going to go all the way back to the very beginning, the start of 2020. Who knew? Who knew? It was about almost a year ago to the day for our number two clip from this year.
Yeah, we started off with, it was hard to really match what happened in our first episode of 2020. But after, many months of preparation, on January 4th, we dropped the Oral History of the Sleepover podcast, on app 65. Really an amazing endeavor by Lindsay Wilson, who basically made a full-length audio documentary podcast about something that happened to us on our trip to Minnesota, which at this point feels like it was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we went to Minnesota, that there was a podcast that we recorded that you said should never see the light of day. And mm-hmm. the legend of this podcast grew and grew and grew. And the great Lindsay Wilson took it upon herself to begin a documentary series to interview everybody that was involved and put together something that we call the oral history of the Sleepover podcast, probably the biggest undertaking that was ever conducted in the history of this show. Would you disagree?
Well, I think at the time, yes, but I think you'd have to say the musical is tied with it also.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That was, you know, a massive, massive year, 2020, for big RENAP projects. Yeah. And
some people would say the three best things that happened this year were like the three episodes we had the least to do with.
What was the other one?
Oral history.
Yeah.
The musical. And this one, we were in most of the episode, but the song of the summer.
Yeah. It's true. All right. Let's hear a little bit more about what went on that fateful night in July of 2019? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Feels like 2014, but I think it was 2019.
It's like 1982. But okay. We were in Minnesota, and you'll hear a little bit about what went on that fateful night from Lindsay Wilson and the panel of people that she interviewed, including Robin Akiva, back from January 4th, 2020, the number two clip of the year.
Seeds, baby!
The thing that I remember sort of turning the tide was Chester told us a little tidbit about Akiva, that day was the first day that Akiva had ever adjusted a thermostat.
We would just be throwing out these things like, hey, Akiva, do you know how to tie a tie? And the answer would obviously be like, no, I have no idea how to do that. Hey, do you know how to iron a shirt? No. And like, you know, they talk about it a little bit on the podcast where if Akiva's wife were to leave him, he would, you know, probably die within a week just from not being able to, you know, pay bills or any of that sort of stuff. So that was kind of what it devolved into. I think that's really why Akiva's pretty apprehensive about the actual episode getting out there, because it really just became like, you know, let's find all the things wrong with Akiva and like talk about them.
Rather than waste time listing the things that Akiva can't do, you should just list the things that he can do, because then you're done in 30 seconds and you can move on. And you have to assume if something's not on the list explicitly, that's because he can't do it. Even if it's so obvious and easy, you wouldn't have to think that like certain things would be on a list. You're like, well, how to write a check, how to tie a pair of shoes, how to ride a bike. Like, are there adults who don't know how to do these things? And the answer is always yes, and it's always Akiva. But I think Akiva and I, and probably everybody, the more you know about them, the more horrified you are about what kind of insane person you're actually dealing with.
I think that the theme was that Akiva is incapable of a lot of the basic things that adults are able to do. And he really relies heavily on the support of his wife and his kids to function. Akiva is not capable of pumping gasoline. Akiva, I don't believe, is capable of either feeding himself or preparing any food for himself outside of cereal. I don't believe Akiva is capable of waking up for things that he needs a support system to get, like literally get him out of bed and get him to where he's going. I really think that the reason why Akiva said was that he had so many embarrassing revelations about himself and his inability to function as an adult, that was why he said, this is a disaster and nobody can ever hear this podcast. Akiva has many talents, but that at the same time that while he has many superpowers, he also has many weaknesses and blind spots.
But then it turned into Akiva admitting all of the things he doesn't know how to do. And it was truly alarming. Like, my jaw was on the floor. And I was like, Akiva, this is making you unlikable.
I think what ended up happening is I started digging my own grave, because I mentioned, so, like, I mentioned I was incapable of doing some like basic human function that I don't remember what it was now. And then it just ended up being a whole, that was basically the rest of the episode, was just like bashing Akiva. I'm like, well, what else can't you do? What else can't you do? And I didn't even know. There's a lot of things. I'm like a weird guy. There's like a lot of things that like other people are capable of, or like, or is very normal for other people, that I can't do, or I have never done. Like, I don't know how to turn on the oven in my house. Like, I've never cooked. I don't even know like the difference between like
baking and cooking. I just have like, when I have a blind spot, it's like the world's biggest blind spot. I just don't know. I don't know anything about it. And there was just like 20 examples of that, but I've hopefully blocked most of them out. So I don't know. I just remember one person towards the end yelling at like, do you even have a reason to live? And I was like, wow, this got way too real. And at that point I realized like, I'm not sure we're ever going to air this.
Of course, the exclamation mark was when I forget who asked Akiva what he can do at the very end. And he exclaimed, I bring home the money, baby. And then realized that he does not anymore. And then said, but not anymore. And then covered his head in his hands and seemed very upset at that point.
It did have a moment of like, is this what I'm doing with my life? Is this what I've had a good time? Is this what I've come to, of being in some sweatpants, bare feet, listening to a man bare his soul on a decent amount of just weaknesses?
After hearing all of this and knowing that this episode will never see the light of day on Renap or any other podcast, I asked the audience whether they felt that this episode should have aired.
And Akiva said, give me your honest opinion. Do you think that, if you were me, do you think that this should be aired? And we both gave a resounding, if it was us, no, we would not want it out there in the ether for people to be able to talk about.
Akiva said he thinks there's no upside for everyone to hear how incompetent he is. And I said, I mean this in the nicest way possible. I feel like it wasn't news.
Seeds, baby.
There you go. What a great clip. And look at you now. You've come full circle, back to bringing home the money, baby. Plenty of money.
Baby. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Listen, from our lowest lows yield our highest highs when you're trapped in your house.
The circle of life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Akiva, we're down to our number one clip of the year. I think people probably can guess what it is.
I do think people will guess. You know, it was we try not to overlap too much from the 100th episode, but we're you know, men of honor here, and this was the most requested, the number one episode of the year, according to the listeners, the fans. Are they fans or listeners? What do you think them as?
Yeah, listeners, because they're not always fans.
Yeah, so right, people could listen without being fans. It would be unlikely for someone to be a fan, but like, I'm a fan of Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast, but I'm not a listener. That would be a crazy thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they listen all the time. They are not always a fans of what we do, but everybody loved hearing us get destroyed by a guest on the podcast back in February of 2020. It was February 9th, 2020, and you and I had pulled season 3, episode 7 of Survivor out of the fishbowl. And we tried to condense a whole week of Survivor podcasting into one segment on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. We talked to T-Bird. We had T-Bird as a guest on Renap in 2020. We talked to David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis. We had a B&B game with Mike and Liana. And then we got to our exit interview where we brought in the great Clarence Black, and Clarence became an all-timer on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast and a legend in the eyes of all of the listeners on this day. Anything else you want to say?
And some of the fans.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now just looking at it, like, people sometimes poo-poo season 3, episode 7, but look at it now. Number one of the year. One of the best clips on RHAP this year. Season 3, episode 7.
Here we go. Oh. Here is Clarence Black joins Robin Akiva for an exit interview back on February 9th, 2020.
Seeds, baby!
Well, let me get this straight. Somebody gave your crazy ass a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just giving away podcasts. We just give away podcasts. That's what we do now. We just get them shits away.
Yeah. Give it away.
Like, is this it? Like, you just go to McDonald's, order a number one, and, oh, let me get a podcast. So they gave you a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, let me get this straight. This is legit, no bullshit, what you do for a living. Like, this is what you do. You pay your bills with this shit.
Yeah.
So when you were like, hey, let's talk about Survivor, it wasn't like, yo, hey, let me catch up with my dude. Like, you literally have to, like, make a car payment based off of what I say next.
Yes.
The dumbest shit ever. All right, yeah, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let me go back into the Rolodex of 20 years ago.
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, how are you doing, Clarence?
I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. I'm living life. I'm very blessed. I get to serve our country and, you know, work for a living. I don't, you know, nobody just gave me a damn podcast, but that's pretty cool. But I guess that white privilege is working out for you. Like you're wearing your fucking belt. Goddamn. I'm just giving away podcasts. Castanino got a fucking podcast. That's great. I'm probably going to go to Iraq and you're going to do a podcast for a living too. It's not even like a side job. It's not like you fucking work at Wendy's and then you just do this shit for fun. This is just like, this is the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. Go ahead, bro. Let's talk. Let's talk about it.
So, yeah. Yeah. So what's new with you, Clarence? We don't need to talk about that tribal council.
Because I mean, damn, I'm an old man now. I'm trying to recall what I did 20 years ago. You asked me about some shit 20 years. Like you legitimately, I can't believe they pay you to ask people what they did 20 years ago. Like that's an actual, somebody said, you say, yeah, hey, here, listen, pay me. This is what I'm going to do for a living. And I'm going to ask people what they did 20 years ago.
Only sometimes. Only sometimes.
And then you're doing it with like the Akiva.
Yeah, Akiva.
Like, and this is his real name. This is not like a fucking code name. You know, it sounds like a heart med, right? This is a heart medication. It's like some shit this is seriously. You take your Akiva. You have high blood pressure. New from Merck is the Akiva. So let me get this shit straight. So let's know. Let me guess. Akiva, let's play a game. Let's play a game called What Race Are You? So Akiva, now theoretically,
yeah.
I want to lean toward one of my people, one of the darker people. But like something's telling me in the voice that you're a straight whitey. Like you got to be 100% cold. Only a Caucasian would name themselves. Like you named yourself this shit, or your mom and dad.
It was probably my parents. If I give you my last name, will that help you guess which race I am?
Only if it's like Goldstein or Rosenberg or some shit.
Yeah,
that's just
it's basically that. Yeah. Yeah. You nailed it.
Akiva, like Goldstein, you're Akiva Goldstein.
No, Wienerker, but it is the same idea as Goldstein.
Wienerker? Jesus. Yeah. I gotta be kidding. So let me get this straight. Rob and Akiva Wienerker have a podcast.
This one.
Yeah, we spin a wheel every week, Clarence, and the listeners send the 19th.
Yeah.
Every week, yeah.
You guys have you got listeners? There are people that listen to this shit?
Yeah. I mean, not as many as some of the other podcasts that I do, but
seeds, baby.
There you go. Akiva, do we have an idea to bring Clarence back?
I think Clarence is going back to like the Middle East or something based on his tweet. Not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, when he has some downtime, maybe he can come.
Yeah, Clarence came on 32 Fans. Clarence is up for podcasting.
He was great. He was picking up food. He was
yeah. Wouldn't say undivided attention, but he did bring his A game.
Yeah,
we only had to edit out 95%.
Yeah, I think I heard an earlier cut. It was wild. Okay,
it was wild.
All right, Akiva. So those were our top 10 greatest clips from the year, but we also had a all time of a wheel spin in 2020. We have our best wheel spin segment of the year, and this was quite a controversy that came up. We've had a lot of controversy on the wheel throughout the year.
Yeah, you know it's controversial when afterwards we have no idea what came up. Mm-hmm. We have listeners who are listening on Sunday morning, like emailing us and tweeting at us sort of like diagrams and figures to try and discern what happened.
A flow chart,
A flow chart, basically. A whole PowerPoint presentation with this one, I think. Because we had no idea what happened. It can get complicated, even with the Constitution.
Okay. And complicated it would get. Back on November 21st, 2020, we were in the midst of talking about Spice World on Robin Akiva, Spice Up Your Life. We had a wheel spin, and things go off the rails when it's the People's Choice was going to come up on the wheel for episode number 109. We present to you now in its entirety our discussion of what's coming up on the wheel for the following episode back on episode 108 of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
Seeds, baby.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Episode 109. What will it be?
I have. It's not impossible. I use my veto now. Let's hear.
I don't think you're going to use your veto.
Oh, no.
Because it is the People's Choice.
Okay.
Boy, I feel like the People's Choice has come up a lot in 2020.
Yes. 2019, I don't think it ever came up. Mm-hmm. And so now we have to, Brett, what we have to do is we have to spin the wheel three times and then we make a Twitter poll.
Okay. All right. And then the listeners will vote. All right.
But Brett, you can endorse an idea if you want. Jillian
can too.
Can't be biased. So can Jillian.
Yes.
But we're impartial people here.
All right.
Here's everything that we've heard just now.
Well, we're going to spin three times and then these are what the options will be. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Choice number one is going
to be. Hopefully we have no constitutional crisis this week, Rob.
Choose your own RENAP venture.
Okay. With Mike and Liana.
Okay. All right. That's behind door number one. If you if you choose that door, go and click number one to see what happens. Okay. Then option number two will be. This is very exciting for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Choose your own RENAP venture, Akiva.
You got to spin again.
Hold on. Why not? I think that should be choice one and choice two. No,
absolutely not. That's absurd.
Absolutely not. Well, Jillian, hold on. We are in uncharted waters.
I'll call Aisha right now.
Call her. Call her. I'll call her.
You call her.
I have my preference, but I don't want to speak on these matters and get dragged by
the
Reddit.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Let me text Aisha. Okay.
She answers. She answers on the first ring. Usually, you could call her.
Okay. Let me see.
Aisha's our ombudsperson, Brett. She answers all these questions for us.
Yeah. Okay.
When we don't know the ruling, she knows the rule.
If we have a thing on the wheel, which is three choices. And we spin the wheel three times, but two of the choices end up being the same thing. Should we throw out one of those choices?
I mean, it's rough because it's going to a poll. And so are they splitting the vote in that case?
Yeah, that's a good question. They could split the vote. It's
don't you
want to
see what happens?
Where is the idol?
Does somebody come forward and then say, hey, everybody, get on board with choice one or choice
two.
It's true.
You really have to. You have to pin your votes on one of the two options there.
Hmm.
I think Rob
you are always team chaos in these situations.
Yes. What
can
are
you
we?
Call Aisha? Aisha's gonna laugh at you.
Why? I texted her. Are you around? You
is the concept fully formed, or is there a way that there could be two variations of that?
That's a good question. It is fully formed, but that is a good question.
Hmm.
What if, like, choose your own adventure is like one way is like the good version, and one way is like the evil version?
Yeah, we can choose our own. Choose our own adventure.
Well, what about? Hmm. Yeah, is it? Would it be too much controversy if it was like a choose your own RENAP venture? Mike's ideas or choose your own adventures. Liana's
idea. Well, yeah, that would be. It wouldn't be nice.
It's not necessarily who I like better. It's like who would I think was going to have crazier ideas.
Yeah, who just has better ideas? Yeah, that's not who I like better. Yeah,
maybe somebody's
Mike is, they both. They're both on the level of crazy ideas, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. So in the meantime, let's spin the wheel of third idea, and then I think what we do is we spin it a fourth idea. We spin a fourth idea, and if Aisha says the first that it's fine to have two of RENAP Venture, then those stay on. But if Aisha nixes it after the show, the fourth idea gets to go on. How about that?
All right. Spin number three.
Yeah. If it's RENAP Venture again, then it's the gods.
Season three, episode seven. I'm going to go to the fishbowl here.
Here we go. Season 3, Episode 7 has never won a poll.
Well, it might up against your own RENAP venture against itself.
True. It might just be like 35% of the three-way vote.
And also, people might say, hey, it's been 14 episodes since we had a Season 3, Episode 7.
It's
and
true.
And these are all submitted by listeners?
These were all submitted
all
by
right.
listeners.
So I have the ping pong ball in my hand. Okay. All right. Let's see what it's going to be.
Gilmore Girls.
That's a very good guess. That is one of the options.
That is one of the options, but it is the Muppet Show.
Oh,
season.
Can
three,
I just say,
seven.
Brett? I don't know how you knew that, but that would have been wild if it was Gilmore Girls. Because there's really like 10 options, and that's one of them.
I would have been floored.
Now, by the way, if that was Gilmore Girls, you're a witch.
And I'm an
official witch.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now what's
the Muppet Show? Another variety show.
We need a backup on.
All right. Then
Should there be a backup option or four choices?
I think four choices. let's make a fourth choice and then we'll leave it up to Aisha. We need
all
a
right.
backup.
All right. Then pending so if you see the poll and there are two choose your own Renap ventures, that means
Aisha sided with you.
You see that how Aisha decided. If you see these three different choices, mm-hmm. then you will know what has happened. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is now for choice potentially number three, supplemental. Okay? All right, mm-hmm. here we go.
Season 3, episode 7 again.
All right.
Now, I think you might be right. It does have two spots.
Oh, also. It was so close for season 3, episode 7 again, but it's HGTV shows are trash, which not is not eligible. Wow.
They got to spin one more time.
For this week. A fifth
so
spin.
Many spins.
Fifth spin. Fifth spin.
It's never not chaos. So close. I like it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Akiva.
Yeah.
This is going to complicate things.
No. If it's the third one,
it's people's choice again.
No.
So now do we spin three more times? What do we? I forget what we did in the past.
I don't know. I have a headache. All right.
Let's talk podcast.
Let's gather our thoughts here. Let's gather our thoughts.
Could it be a write in?
Didn't
write-in?
We do this previously? What was the outcome in the past?
Yes. The outcome was if you vote for people's choice, we do an emergency spin during the week, I think.
Hmm.
Isn't that what we said? Am I crazy?
Did we do an emergency spin?
We need,
in the sake of
can
not
you call
having...
Aisha? Can you call Aisha?
All right. Okay. All right.
We need this is an emergency. I don't know if she's going to pick up.
All right. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Voice call. Let's see. She might be... Maybe she's driving. She couldn't answer the
Aisha
text.
Will pull over sideways on a highway to answer.
She says she doesn't mind when we call her, but... No. This might go to the voicemail. Yeah.
Yeah. She might
it's like
be.
She
who
wants
knows?
To be a millionaire.
I'm watching a movie.
Did they ever not answer on Millionaire? Was there ever a Millionaire episode where they called?
Aisha, it's Rob. Is this an okay time to talk?
Yes, I'm trying. Hold on. I'm chewing pizza. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, hold on. All right. Don't choke. Don't choke, but we have a podcast emergency.
Okay.
Maybe a double emergency.
A double emergency. Sorry. Okay. Aisha. We had a people's choice come up on the wheel. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. And then choice one and choice two came up the same thing.
Uh-oh.
Do we then put the same thing twice in the poll or do we spin for two new things?
Spin for two new things.
Okay, well, that hold on.
We got bad news
don't
for you,
don't pick up
Aisha.
The pizza just yet.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Then, okay. Then we did spin for a fourth thing, okay? And the fourth thing that came up, if we only have one of the choose your own Renap venture, then it was a season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show, and then People's Choice came up again.
Oh, Lord.
So what happened?
Oh.
So by your logic, though, that it should the people's choice be nullified if choose your own Renap venture can't come up twice, how could people's choice come up within a people's choice?
Yeah, it shouldn't have been able to come up in the first place.
So we already people's choice the people's choice ones. This happened already, didn't it?
Did this happen already?
People's choice doesn't have a people's choice. Inside of it, it's just the people's choice.
But now I think she's ruling differently than she ruled like 6
Aisha,
months ago.
Akiva thinks that you're changing the rules.
Uh-oh. I don't think so.
Should we do a people's choice of the people's and do a poll of what the three options should be for this final people's
God.
Choice, and then that wins and then gets into the bracket? It's almost guaranteed to win at that point.
I'm not sure.
I think people's choice will win if it's in the poll.
So, okay.
I'll be honest.
First thing,
yes. Hold on.
People's choice.
Aisha's ruling here.
And then people's choice came up again.
Yes, as the third option there, if we don't count choose your own Renap venture twice.
Why was it that the choose your Renap venture came up twice?
It came up in the people's choice. So it came up as the first option and it came up as the second option in the people's choice.
But how, okay, I'm with you there. how did the people's choice come up as an option?
So then, so we said, okay, well then, if we're only going to count choose your own RNAP venture once, then we need two more things for the people's choice, which was then season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show. And then another people's choice came up as the third option.
I think you should just spin again.
Okay.
Okay, so this did come up in May, right? Here's the only thing.
Yes. Okay, well here, Akiva, I know you can't hear Akiva. So he's saying this came up before in May. And Akiva, what are you saying happened?
I believe we put People's Choice on the wheel. It won, and then we did another People's Choice a day later. I'm pretty sure.
He's saying that we did another People's Choice, and it came up, and it won, and then we spun the wheel again?
Yes. No, offline? We didn't spin the wheel. Well, no, I think we spun it offline.
Okay, Aisha's going to go to her. She's going to her notes. Hold on.
Can I tell you what happened last time? A listener sent me the whole breakdown.
Already?
Last time.
Okay.
The People's Choice came up first.
Then
Crappy Movie Diaper.
It's
going to be 8 spins.
Yes.
The sequel mechanism came up.
Yes.
By the way, was that on the wheel today?
Yes.
The sequel mechanism? Okay. Then Game Night 2 came up.
Yes.
Double Shot, Escape Pod, Crappy Movie Diaper.
Yes.
On the 7th, because we kept on having things knocked out. On the 7th spin, it was People's Choice. And then the 8th spin was season 3, episode 7. It ended up being Family Matters. There was 8 spins on May 24th.
Okay. All right. So what are you saying we should do, Akiva?
I think a People's Choice is on the wheel. I think that was what Aisha determined last time.
Aisha. Akiva's saying that a people's choice should be on the wheel now, or should be one of the poll options.
What should be one of the third poll option, I think.
What episode was he looking at?
What episode was that?
It was recorded May 24th, Aisha. I don't know. How about this? Here's what I think we should do. We should let Aisha go, because she's going to have to figure this out offline. Let her eat her pizza. She could figure it out later. We could finish the episode and do like a wham, bam, bam, 3 spins. It could even be offline, and then we'll decide afterwards, like, as an emergency for the people's choice, we'll decide afterwards what we have to do.
Okay, Akiva is saying that we'll just figure it out offline.
I do think he's right that we've talked about it before. He was saying May.
Yeah.
I don't save the episodes by date. I save them by the numbers, so...
Yeah.
I'm scrolling.
It was the Eddie. Aisha, it was the Eddie episode. It was the Eddie episode. No, it was Eddie.
But I will find it.
He says it was an Eddie episode.
Oh, okay. does he want me to DM him in a second?
Yes. We'll talk.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll
she's going to DM you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, you can hear her. So
that
I don't need
way,
to say.
You don't have to wait for me to scroll.
Okay. All right, Aisha, what kind of pizza do you have?
That's a good question.
So we went to Pizza Hut because I just don't have the energy to cook anymore.
Yeah.
And we got a pepperoni pizza. Daya only likes cheese as of today. So her half has cheese. Only.
As of today? So would she change things up?
Kids are fickle.
She decided pepperoni is too hot.
Too hot. Okay.
So she would not eat it.
Okay.
I've never had pepperoni. Yeah. Can you tell it to Aisha?
Yeah, Keith has never had pepperoni.
Not kosher.
He's not missing anything.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like you don't miss it.
But you just ordered it.
Yeah.
It's good, but there are other things that are also good that he could eat instead.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Aisha, thank you so much for picking up our call, okay?
Of course. I heard the phone ring, and I saw it was L.A., and I said, oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You were fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sales call again.
No. Okay, it was worse. Yeah. Aisha, thank you so much. Aisha, do you have a favorite Spice Girl?
Let's go with Scary Spice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's number 2 in my power rankings. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mind though.
Aisha, thank you. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Aisha.
Oh my God. That was so tense.
Yeah, that was very tense.
That's this podcast, Brett. It seems like
what
it's
a roller coaster.
Fun,
yeah. All right.
Profusely now.
Yes.
Yeah. Brett didn't care about the show 10 minutes ago. He won't care about it in 10 minutes, but that call was wild.
So
what I think we need to do. Or maybe he's
spin three
life.
More times?
No, I think we need to spin one more time now in case people's choice is not an option, in case Aisha rules differently. And then we have to spin 3 more times in case it is an option. But we can do that after the podcast. Does that make sense?
Well, why would we do it after the podcast?
Well, we could do it now, but I just wonder if it will influence the voters if they know what their people's choice thing. But we had this conversation. We're just old and don't remember
This is an ancillary spin. If Aisha says the People's Choice does not count,
which I don't think she'll say because she ruled the first time that it does.
This is what will be the third option.
Yes.
Choose your own adventure.
Sagittarius season.
Okay, fine.
Yeah!
But I don't think it's going to come up, Julian. I don't think it's going to come up.
And that,
big Jenny stand right here.
All right. Okay. All right.
And now you want to do the backup. The
sure.
Three
okay.
People's
All
choices.
Right. So now, if there's a play-in poll to get to the third spot on the wheel, to ultimately probably will be Choose Your Own Renap Venture and Season 3, Episode 7 of The Muppet Show. So, I mean, this is like the real poll.
This is, you mean, because that the People's Choice is going to beat those, you think?
I think whatever wins the, whatever comes out of People's Choice is going to come on. This is like when, you know, it's like a stacked Western Conference and then like a weak Eastern Conference.
Oh, look at this. Look at Mr. NBA fan with a good reference.
I don't know. I feel like people are going to really go for the choose your own.
I know, but it's like, like we always say, it's like the Family Guy.
But
quote.
This is, you know, this has already been it's going to come in with a lot of momentum. All right. Here you go.
Choice A could be a boat and choice B could be anything. It could even be a boat. So, you know what?
Okay. All right. Rob Nikita have a PR firm. All right.
Okay. All right. Choice one.
All right.
All right. An Amanda Rabinowitz idea.
Is she on that podcast?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's HGTV shows are trash.
Ineligible. Keep ineligible. Going. Keep going. This is going to be a 15 spin wheel.
Is this the most spins that I've been on a single?
This is the record.
Season
Brett,
3, episode 7. Witness, another season. Now, okay, history. Here's my question for you.
I know. If it's,
do I put the Muppet Show ball back in the fishbowl for this?
I think you do. I think you do.
Okay.
I think you do.
All right. So a second time in this episode.
Then Brett is still a witch again.
Okay.
This is Groundhog Day.
Now imagine doing this 5 times in a row.
Well, I mean, worst case scenario is imagine People's Choice comes up again for on this.
I don't even if People's Choice gets comes up again, I'm just X-ing out of the stream yard. I don't know what to do.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Season 3, episode 7 is going to be Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. That's exciting.
All right. Then the third spin. So Rob and Keith have a PR firm. Season 3, episode 7 of Desperate Housewives. Right now, I don't feel like that we have a runaway that would necessarily be the prohibitive favorite to knock out.
I don't think the Muppet Show has a chance, to be fair.
People like the Muppets. I think you're a little hard on the Muppets.
Okay. I am hard on the Muppets.
Recast the Muppets.
Recast the Muppets.
Yes.
Which Muppet would be Rudy Giuliani? Okay. All right. then finally.
One of the old guys in the.
Yes.
Statler
and Waldorf. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Third one here. Please don't be People's Choice, Rob. I'm begging.
He's going to give a press conference at the Waldorf the Puppet. Yes. Okay. All right. Then here is our final option for the fan favorite poll. Please don't be People's Choice.
Or Renap Venture. It would be funny.
Well, Akiva, it's Choose Your Own Renap Venture. Okay.
Oh, fine. My God. Okay. All right.
So, but hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it wins the poll, isn't it the same thing that happened before where it's one of the three choices?
Yeah, but this has been the world
poll.
Where People's Choice is allowed at more than once, right? This is a world where People's Choice is allowed.
So hypothetically, the three poll options are going to be Choose Your Own Renap Venture, Season 3, Episode 7 of The Muppets, and People's Choice, Choose Your Own Renap Venture.
No, because with this poll, the first poll's going first and the second poll's going second. It's going to be a day apart. You follow?
But if it wins, there's going to be two options in the poll of Choose Your Own Renap Venture, which we already said you can't do.
It's one option in the poll.
It's one option in the poll until
right, so spin
it wins.
Again. So knockout, fine. Knockout, knockout, Renap Venture, and spin one more time. Fine.
Okay.
Spin again.
Well, I don't care. Let it win.
No, I think you should spin again. Well, if it's gonna win, it'll win the first time. Do you know what I mean? If it was meant to be, it'll meant to be. It'll be meant to be something.
Rob Nikiva, PR firm.
Yeah.
Already wow. in the poll.
We're running out of ideas. We've used like 17 spins. There are a very finite number of ideas.
Okay, maybe the Nintendo characters doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, exactly. One of my crappy ideas.
Rob McKeever of the PR firm.
Oh, just keep going. The wheel's trolling us at this point.
I think somebody is like a witch that did a spell on us that is making this episode
cursed.
There are
a lot of options. We could get a crappy movie diaper. We could get another season 3 episode 7. There are options available. Shark Week. There we go. Okay, fine. Perfect.
Oh my God.
That. Shark Week. Shark Tank, and we
season 3 episode 7 of Shark Tank, followed by a mailbag where people call in and pitch their ideas.
Shark Tank style.
Oh
okay.
My God, I'm exhausted.
All right, I need a listener to tweet at us or Reddit it and explain what happened so I know what to put in the poll, because that was very complicated.
I can tell you. So the first poll number one of the week is going to be. Is it what was the first thing that came? Rob McKeever of a PR firm. That's poll number one.
That was the no.
What do you mean?
The
no?
Second poll.
What do you mean no? Oh, you're saying that if like I feel like it should be that should be decided as the three poll options, and then that goes into the poll.
Oh, so you thought, but that's not what we did last time. I think it's last time we did.
I thought this was a play-in game. To get to the third poll spot.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite.
I guess you could do it either way. All right.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused. Now do you understand why I was so confused what you were saying about the adventure?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. But what I'm saying makes sense now, right?
I hear you.
I'm not saying it's a rule, but it makes sense why I would do what
I think it makes a little bit more sense to have it be the play-in game before it like.
I understand what you're saying,
the two teams vying for the 16 seed, they play ahead of time before the tournament starts, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
Aisha's going to have to listen to this whole thing and rule.
Which makes more sense, the Spice Girls, the Spice World plot or this mailbag spin? I don't know.
There were a few flashbacks here.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and start to wrap this up. Okay. We don't know necessarily what we're doing yet this week. We have to find out.
Six ideas.
Thanksgiving. We've laid out a Thanksgiving feast for our listeners.
True.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Brett, are you sorry you said yes to coming on this podcast yet? Was this a mistake?
I'm honored to be a part of history.
Thank you, Brett. Okay.
Seeds, baby.
All right. You're still here? You're still here, everybody?
I'm still here.
I know you're still here.
Oh, I don't know if they're still
here. But
these
are the true listeners who have not only listened to the top 10 clips of the year, but also re-listened to that insane wheel spin.
Yeah, maybe. But I do think I've heard other podcasts that play best ofs at the end of the year say that they get a lot of new listeners that way.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to jump into a 3-hour random episode of a podcast. But if you say, here's the best of the year, then someone's going to come and say, ooh, maybe this is good. And if it's not good, well, then they're like, well, if this is the best of the year, what happened the other 58 weeks? I don't think there's 58 weeks in a year. But listen, you're here with us at the end of this.
You're here.
Yeah, but just in, you know, I think we should go out with maybe a musical number, but I do think like we were saying, the musical episode, the Song of the Summer, and Lindsay Wilson's oral history of the Sleepover podcast, probably the three sort of what's like a three pronged thing I'm thinking of.
High concept.
High concept, but I was thinking like Mount Rushmore, but what's like a Mount Rushmore for something that's three?
Let's see.
A grand slam. That's four also.
Yeah.
Triple crown? That won the triple crown?
No, I don't know if it's a triple crown. I don't know. What's the three musketeers?
Well, I mean, that's not great. Three-headed monster?
Three-headed monster?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Trinity. How about that?
The Holy Trinity. Well, wrong religion. This is famously a Jewish podcast, but okay, we'll go with it.
Yeah. Okay. There's nothing that's Jewish that could be holy.
No, but there's nothing. There's no. Isn't the Holy Trinity like the a focal point?
The Trinity is the issue. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the holy. So. No, plenty of things are holy.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not talking about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit here. We're talking about the Holy Trinity.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I thought there was like Mary or Joseph in there.
No. They're left out.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Left
they're not
out in the cold, as per usual.
They're like the fourth and fifth wheels or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. Don't be offended.
I don't know. Maybe Virgin Mary could go for that. The fourth wheel of the Holy Trinity.
I'm not sure how that works. But Yeah, so those were like the three high points, but we did play a lot of the musical numbers. They're basically on the podcast every single week as the intros or the outros.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we tried to have more stuff from the podcast, but yeah, that we'll open and close the episode with those.
Yes.
But hard to really, we're going to have to work hard in 2021, Rob, to top the oral histories, the musicals, the song of the summer. Oh, we could do the song of summer again for sure. Yeah. But
we opened the show with one last podcast to do a great introduction into a Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, the musical, or RNAP, the musical. Jason Curtis Rivera did an amazing job with that. We got so much great feedback about that. That was a great way to open the show. But there is no other way than to close the best of 2020 with what was the song of the summer and maybe all of 2020.
Do you think we should go for Song of the Summer again this summer?
Song of the Summer 2.
Or it could be 2021, like Song of the Summer 2021.
Okay.
Should we go for a different season? Should we try the Song of the Spring this
song
year?
Song of the Spring?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people really want a Song of the Spring.
Well, it's like a lot of times the Song of the Summer drops in like April and then becomes like the anthem of the summer by June, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe we struck too late this year with the Song of the Summer.
Yeah, it came out in June. Maybe we should do the Song of the Summer like in April.
Yeah, but then if we do it in April, I think it's really the Song of the Spring then. That's the problem.
There's no Song of the Spring. There's no such thing as a Song of the Spring.
Well, there wasn't, but we could really corner a whole market there. Mm-hmm. Now you're saying there's no market for it.
No, it's you just drop it early. It's the summer creep.
Oh, okay,
Song
fine.
Of the Summer creep.
But now we're on opposite ends of the bracket argument. So how about this? Let's make an agreement. Can we make a pact now?
What's the pact?
Brackets in March, Songs of the Summer in the summer.
But if you want the Song of the Summer to have legs to get out there, you gotta have, like, it's like a long lead type of thing.
What about Memorial Day for the Song of the Summer? We drop it like Memorial Day weekend-ish.
What, are we gonna wheel jam it?
Well, I guess. I don't know. That's a good
May
question.
1st, we should work on the Song of the Summer.
Okay, fine. May 1st. Will from America, if you're listening, May 1st. That's when you're on.
If he's up for it. Okay.
If he's up for it.
But we will.
We have to write it ourselves.
Leave you today with listening back one more time to the Song of the Summer. Akiva, anything else you want to say here in our best of 2020 before we listen to the wonderful Song of the Summer of 2020?
No, but I do think in general, in podcasting, anything in life, you have to go up, not down. So we have to like make a concerted effort to do even better in 2021.
Top 11 moments of 2021?
Well, I just mean have better moments, mm-hmm. but 2020 was pretty good. So there's a chance it will be worse. But we will have more best of clips next year, correct?
Okay.
We will be
back at it this weekend with RNAP X coming out. So be on the lookout for that. Very excited about that. If you missed our last episode, season 3, episode 7 of Boy Meets World with Matt Gagan, that is up currently. And looking forward to hearing what all of our panelists have to say at RNAP X.
I am excited for RNAP X. You're going to come in completely blind. I think I'm going to know the topics.
Yeah. Will there be Q&A?
Yes. We told the panelists, the presenters, basically more 5-minute presentations than 10, because then Robin Akiva will want to ask questions. That's what Kelly, who's running it, told them, which I think is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have Q&A. So we'll be able to get to the bottom of all these mysteries or hobbies or whatever they're talking about.
Okay. All right. So that's coming up this weekend. Akiva is on Twitter at Keeve26. Send us your ideas. RNAP at robiswebsite.com. Akiva, anything else?
No, Rob, I'm looking forward to doing another year of this podcast with you. And, you know, I think that I have nothing to say. I was like trying to think of something to say, but I have nothing to say. I'm speechless.
All right. Everybody, forget the mustard. It's karate time. Back from Robin Akiva, Write a Bop. That slaps from back in 2020. This was episode number 89 on June 20th. That's too late for a song in the summer. On June 20th, 2020, here's Will from America with Forget the Mustard. It's karate time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We've been inside for so long now. I think it's time to get out of town. We could go to Arkansas, see the rock that's little, or maybe Omaha.
meet me in the middle. Let's go put on the sickest barbecue. Things might get dicey if the guys start to fight over you. So drop the hot dog, put down your vodka in line. Forget the mustard, it's karate time. That was the part of the song to use in your TikToks. I'm all alone. What's the sitch? The only island I've been seeing is on my Switch. That was a moment of truth to appeal to the fellow youth. I'm all alone. It's worse than the Hoosiers. I can't even tie my shoes. At this point, I got nothing to lose. Tired of resting, tired of testing. Looking for hotties, but I got antibodies. My phone starts ringing, and I start singing. It's the girl that I love, and she wants to try swinging. So I said, that's a great idea, let's try online dating. She said she's on board, there will be no debating. So I go back inside. Maybe summer won't be so bad. Maybe I'm the only reason I was ever feeling so sad. I can still make this a fabulous summer, even if maybe I'm a little bit dumber. Virtually we can still be strong in numbers. I know the world will keep on turning without me, without me. Let's go put on the sickest barbecue. Things might get dicey, is it possible to fight over you?
Wow.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Incredible work, Will.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is karate time, baby.
Wow.
It's karate time.
Wow.
Wow.
Kiva, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. My head is spinning. We almost have to play it out at the end without us talking over it to let them hear it again. I think...
No, they got to buy it now.
Yeah, they have to buy it. That's true. You only get it for free once. That's true. It was amazing.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.